finding the line the little sister read aloud.
Corium's Lance, a gift from Skipper Falloon of the Moss Guard. C-T-O-A-L, Chap 2, F-W.
Old Quelp polished his glasses hastily.
Let me see that, please. What else does it say, sister?
Snowdrop showed him the page.
Nothing else. Oh, this was only a note jotted in the margin. All the rest is about the great sword of Martin the Warrior. Stuff we already know. Not relevant to our puzzle.
Giri munched on a slice of hazelnut crumble.
What's a chap two supposed to mean, I wonder?
Quelt answered promptly.
It's merely short for chapter two. Most scholars know that. T-O-A-L and F-W. They're the letters that are baffling me.
Hillier startled them all with a whoop.
I've got it! T-O-A-L, Tales of Ancient Life. That's what I was trying to remember. I've seen it somewhere before. I know I have. It's a book.
Aurel smiled helpfully.
Where did you see it, dear?
Hillier tugged at her apron strings in frustration.
That's the trouble. I can't remember.
Aurel hauled little Rog from the pond's shallows.
Well, don't get upset about it, my love. You'll recall everything sooner or later. You usually do. Listen, I'll see to our babes. Why don't you go and have a lie down on the bed in the gatehouse? That always helps.
Hillier's eyes widened in realization.
Of course! The bed! Come on, you scholars. I've got something to show you.
She bustled off with the crowd in tow, relating to the abbess who was keeping pace with her.
When Aurel and I first moved into the gatehouse, long before the twins were born, you understand, well, my goodness, that place was in a dreadful mess after laying empty half a season after old Gruggle passed on. He was never the tidiest of mole gatekeepers, but you couldn't imagine the dust and disorder. So I rolled my sleeves up and went straight to work on it. The first thing I tackled was that big bed in the corner. I think it was put there when the gatehouse was first built, a great solid old thing. There must have been 100 seasons of dust and fluff underneath it. Anyhow, there I was, flat out underneath the bed, with my broom sweeping and cleaning, sneezing too. That was when I saw it.